Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You guys remember that time we were going to stay, you know, in LA to go to Crypto Arena, be able to see the big old show and all this stuff.
Yep.
We were going to. I was going to. And Lauren ruined everything.
All of it.
You ready?
Yep, let's go home.
What's up, Tillies? Tillers?
Oh, God, everyone's speakers. Good morning, Latvia. Happy 2022.
Happy 2022.
Wow.
It's been so long.
It's been the longest.
It's been the longest, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I miss, you know what happened, though? I started having conversations with Tillies in the middle of it to feed my urge.
Your ego?
No.
Urge.
No, the conversations that I had, y'all are some nerds. Our audience, I think I thought I had an idea of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Nerds.
Okay.
Love them.
Yeah, love it for us.
Had no idea they were a bunch of me.
Nerds.
Cool nerds.
Cool nerds.
Cool nerds.
Cool nerds.
Every nerd that's cool says they're cool.
Every nerd like if you're, that says they're cool like is actually cool.
Cool, yeah.
That's usually how that works
okay,
for sure.
But what I will say is, nerds are becoming cooler.
Are you kidding me? It is the, like, the people who do the best in life are nerds.
Yes. But actually, has it always been that way?
We just had this conversation with someone. Who was it? We were talking about geeks versus nerds.
Who? Was I in this conversation?
Yes.
When?
And our friend was saying that he's a geek and you're a nerd.
Yes. Who was this?
Attila. It was Attila.
Oh, Attila. Yes.
Yeah. And he was saying that he's a geek.
He's a geek, right.
And you're a nerd.
He is a geek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's like a full stack engineer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like his brain is on, is 14.
Ones and zeros.
Ones and zeros.
Yeah. I do see the middle ground and most importantly, how to finesse the sale of whatever those one and zero is to someone.
The geek.
Right.
Anyways, welcome back to the pod.
Welcome to
2022.
Is this season two or?
No. Also, I have allocated money and time towards a rebrand for a new podcast, like photo cover thing. And Jeremy's the only thing standing in between us. So I'm putting this out into the world now to hold us accountable that by the end of Q2, June 2022, we will have a new photo.
Oh my God, 6 months?
Yeah.
The fuck's gonna take us 6 months? We'll have this shit by end of Q1.
Okay. Well, damn. You, fuck. Okay.
No, I would like, actually, you know what I would like to do?
I know you want to get a gym membership first. That's literally why you said we couldn't do it last time, is that you want your jawline back.
I do. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it. It's fine. I'm wrong with it. I genuinely don't think it's gonna take us that long.
Oh, it won't at all.
Let's aim for May.
Sure.
Yeah.
May feels good.
Like, school's out, like, sun's out, guns out, sky's out, thighs out.
I'm not sure new picking. What school you went to where you were out in May. Damn.
When did you get out?
June.
College?
Oh, college. I had final exams in May?
May.
April,
yes.
April, May?
Yes, without question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does that seem like so long ago?
Because it was a long time ago. Because I'm turning 30.
I know. Guys, we have so much to cover this podcast. Jeremy's birthday, New Year's Eve, me getting COVID, us not going home for Christmas. Oh, I don't even know where to start. Where should we start?
Let's start with where we left off and where we are now.
Okay.
You got fucking COVID and ruined all of our plans.
I got COVID and ruined all of our plans.
You guys remember that time we were going to stay, you know, in LA to go to Crypto Arena, be able to see the big old show and all this stuff.
Yep.
We were going to. I was going to. And Lauren ruined everything.
All of it.
All of it.
All it. But, okay, like I will say that...
Waiting for the CDC ad to just take over right
now. I feel really sad for Omarion because he's had to make so many pieces of social media content because Omicron is so close to Omarion. And so he had to make a really sad video being like, hey, if you see me on the street, you do not isolate.
Yeah, no.
And so anyway, so I got Omarion.
From B2K.
Yeah, I got Omarion and...
She got a case of the Omarions.
I got a case of the Omarions. It fucking got me. It got me.
It's not your fault.
And I have so many things to say. Okay, one, timed out perfectly. If I was going to get Omarion, it was the perfect time.
Because, ruining one of the coolest days of my life?
Yes, because I literally, we made the decision to like stay, obviously, for Crypto Arena on December 25th. We were supposed to go home December 26th. So we made the decision like literally a few days before Christmas to not go home because I'm not, when I tell you that fucking LA, everyone had Omarion, everyone. It was crazy.
I'm over here defined statistics.
We'll get into that in a second. But all of LA had Omarion and we were like, you know what? This is maybe not a good idea. We're both fully boosted and vaxxed.
Vaxxed and waxed.
Yeah. Triple vaxxed and waxed.
Yeah.
But like Omarion, she's a different breed. She's, I feel like the data keeps changing every day, but like way more transmissible, but less severe, less hospitalizations, which
everyone
is great.
Everyone had it.
It was crazy. So anyway, we were like, this is probably not a good decision. Like, let's just chill out.
Let's just go to a crowded arena by ourselves and then we'll stay home.
Right. And so like also that being part of the plan too, for us to go there and then also go home. Like it was not the right equation for good decisions.
Well, I think in every decision, there's a little bit of risk and there was just too much risk.
Too much risk. And also flights were getting canceled left and right as well too.
Yeah.
So like the odds were heavily stacked against us. So we're like, let's just wait until January to go home because like shit is too cray right now. Literally, not one day later, I started feeling a little weird. But I have mentally given myself COVID so many times. Like, I have the tiniest little scratch in my throat, and I'm like, oh my God.
I think I'm COVID. And like, we've jokingly say that about 1,000 times a year at this point.
Right.
And you really started to sell that you had COVID.
No. Day one, I was like, babe,
they all kind of blend together, but keep going.
Day one, I was like, I'm feeling a little COVID-y. I had like the tiniest scratch in my throat. And like, this has happened again 1,000 times.
I've got the black lung, Papa.
I've got the black lung. Uh-huh. And then the next day I woke up and I still had the little scratch in my throat. I think this was December 24th, maybe.
Timeline is relative.
And took a rapid test on day one, tested negative, took a rapid test on day two, was negative. By the end of day two, this is going to sound very odd, but I have throat problems. Like when I get sick, my throat, my tonsils, because I didn't get my tonsils taken out as a child and I definitely should have.
Yeah.
I have like major sore throat / like strep throat issues. So my throat was dying by the end of day two. And I was like, there's no, I have the vid. Omarion has come for me. It is my time.
You did mention that a few times.
Yeah. I was like, it was like, I couldn't sleep because it hurt so bad to swallow kind of level of pain.
But the odd thing was it was fine to speak with. That didn't stop.
Oh yeah. Was screaming.
Yeah.
I wasn't screaming.
Babe!
Will you make me a Theraflu?
Give me rabies. I'm like, if you really are as contagious as I think you're supposed to be, I'm not going to come over and rub you.
And so anyway, I took a rapid test that night, tested positive, took a PCR the next day, tested positive. And I just want to take a quick moment to make this a quick advertisement for getting fucking vaccinated. Please and thank you. Because being boosted, I had what felt like a mild cold for about 4 days. And I will say, because again, half of LA, probably closer to 75% of LA had Omarion. My friends who were not boosted had more of like a flu situation with like chills. Some had like nausea and fever and sweats and the whole nine yards, where I very much just had like sore throat, which turned into like congestion, which turned into like a little cough. And then I was chilling. I got sick. It felt like a mild cold, and I have the vaccine and the booster to thank for that. So motherfuckers, go get fucking vaccinated. XO CDC. This is not a CDC paid ad, but we might have one.
This is not a CDC ad.
Motherfuckers, go get vaccinated.
Meanwhile, I'm fine.
Jeremy fully, I don't know how.
I could tell you two words.
Cockroach energy.
Omarion saw my body, my vessel, and it probably hopped in for a moment and it said, fuck this dude. Yeah. Doesn't sleep.
Nope.
Does not take care of himself.
Nope.
I'm not trying to. I mean, thank God it didn't take over me, because it would have mutated and it evolved out of me and also, does something just insane.
When Jeremy gets sick, he's
don't do this. You don't get. I've been sick twice since you've known me,
and it's the loudest, most destructive moments of my years.
You ask how I'm feeling, I'll let you know. The difference is when you're sick, I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave you alone. And you're like, baby, you okay? And I'm like, oh, not that you asked. I do have a list. And they walk you through it.
Lucky me. Lucky me. So Jeremy completely just like avoided it, which again, we love you vaccine. We love you booster.
Not sure how.
Oh my God. Well, so when I was just like diving into like research and stuff, I was like, okay, the average is like having been exposed to it 5 days before you show symptoms. So I was like backtracking, and we had definitely spent every single day together and slept on the same bed together every single night leading up to that. And also too, like all of my core friends, no one got it. And obviously being completely asymptomatic beforehand and being fully vaccinated, I like didn't question going to a movie theater, sitting with my mask on, but like taking it off for 5 minutes to eat popcorn, but then putting it back on for, you know, like the entire movie.
I believe I remember you reminding me between popcorn bites to put my mask back on.
I know.
And I was like, for sure, 1 second. And
yeah,
I'm doing a quite bad job of it, really. And I didn't get it.
I don't, I'm not entirely sure where I got it, because none of like our core friends had it.
Omarion's out here.
Omarion is out here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is out here.
But full recovery?
I'm good.
All your smells?
I never lost. That was the thing about being boosted too. I was so grateful. I didn't lose my smell and taste, and a lot of the unboosted friends.
Did you want to talk about the sleeping arrangement we decided to try out?
So again, like 5 days before symptoms, so you're supposed to, you know, kind of the average of like when you were exposed to it. And I guess the day before, like the couple days before you start showing symptoms, when you're most contagious. So, you know, like three or four 13 days.
13 minutes into it, Lauren's like, I'm bored. How you hang out with me? If I wear my mask, will you sit on that side of the room and just hang out with me? Yeah, it's fine.
I was lonely.
You were lonely.
Because we slept separate two nights and we split the bathrooms up for 2 days. But then afterwards, like, I was like, the data shows that I'm not super contagious. Like, if you didn't have it by then, I was like, I don't think you're going to fucking get it.
I like how you were like, the data shows that we could probably hang out.
And it's okay. The data shows that we could actually hang out.
You probably have it by now. And I'm like, okay, sure.
But it's true. I still can't believe you didn't get it. So anyway, so after the couple nights that we didn't sleep together, I was feeling clingy and lonely. And so if you guys have seen any of my vlogs or whatever, we have the cloud couch, which is this obnoxiously large.
Necessary item.
How would you describe it? What do you think the dimensions are of it?
It's like two king size mattresses.
Yes.
In couch form.
Yes.
In a living room.
Right. And so
no entrance, no exit, just a bed.
Just bed. And it's very awkward to get in and out of, but it is the best money that we have ever spent in our entire lives.
You'll know if you come over to our home, if the middle portion's taken out for our gathering.
Right.
We're not close.
No.
But if the middle section is in there, meaning we're fine with all just hopping basically in one big old bed to watch anything together.
Yes.
We close.
Those are real friends.
Yeah.
Those are real friends.
So anyone who's come over, medium middle section thing out.
Yeah. That's tough.
It's nice knowing you.
It is nice knowing you.
We're just not like that.
It's just not like that yet.
We're not like on couch.
Bed level.
Cloud couch friend level friendship.
Right. Yeah. Right.
There's levels to this.
There's levels. There really are. And so what we did, because COVID, Omarion actually can't hop walls.
Oh.
So we took
You know, this data is getting more and more relevant.
Yeah, Shpoop, I gotta trust me. I am the data scientist.
Yeah.
And so I stacked all of the outer cushions and made a wall in between us. And so Bubbies and I were on one side and Jeremy was on the other side, and we had a big family couch sleepover for about 3 nights. I would say, even though I was feeling almost completely entirely better and fine, and it also rained.
Almost completely entirely better and fine.
Yeah. It also rained in LA randomly for like 3 days straight. So we stayed horizontal in this position almost, I would say, 3 to 4 days entirely.
I lost track of time halfway through.
You already like don't know where you are and what day it is in between Christmas and New Year's, but this was on a whole different level.
Meanwhile, of course, all the things that I planned on doing in LA were still going on, and I just couldn't go to them, even though I didn't have COVID, because what if I did?
I mean, it was the morally safe thing to do.
Yes. Morally safe. Morally sound. Yeah.
Right. I guess, I feel like both kind of apply.
Morally safe. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, morally sound.
Morally sound. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What I mean by like it was good timing, aside from the whole crypto arena situation on Christmas Day, was that...
You're welcome, by the way.
So we were planning to stay for that, obviously. But had that not been in the plan and we had just gone about our life as usual, we probably would have gone home.
We wouldn't have had a podcast till February, March.
Oh my God, because I would have been stuck in Canada with COVID and I would have given my entire family COVID.
I also probably still wouldn't have got it sitting there healthy,
by yourself,
twiddling thumbs.
But not able to fly home.
No, I could fly home, but you'd go every time.
But you're going to leave me. So anyways, happy to say that 10 days later, I am in fact testing negative, and I've been completely fine. They actually changed the isolation rules just as I was finishing my
tendency of doing that a lot.
Kobe Wovi
changed a lot of things.
Yeah. Which I mean, we had nowhere to be anywhere. So I wasn't like dying to get out because it was also raining, but, Omarion came for me.
Yeah.
Gonna be honest, I feel pretty invincible now though. Like I've got the Omarion specific antibodies and I'm triple vax. Like I am locked and loaded, baby.
Let's go rage.
Let's go
rage. In time for my 30th birthday.
Yeah.
Dirty 30.
30, getting 30, 30.
Getting out there.
Dirty 30.
But are you, any closing thoughts on your time with old Omarion?
Omarion? I mean, honestly, outside of just like missing your one thing, it was perfect timing. Didn't give my family COVID. It rained and like was miserable in LA for like most of the time that I had it. Work was at an all time not busy,
right?
Which was, you know, great timing. Oh, yeah. Can you as imagine well.
Me, like 1 week beforehand, then ooh, that would have sucked.
Oh my God, we're even like in the first couple weeks of January when things start picking up. Like, yeah. I just think about how many texts I had to send when I tested positive to people that I had seen, and it really wasn't that many. But it's like if you were in full blown like work mode, going to events and like doing things. Oh my God, the amount of people that I would have had to like email and text to be like, hey, expose you to COVID. Hope you okay. Yeah,
that's like the, when you like test positive, like chlamydia. And you like text all the people you hooked up with.
Yes.
Like, hey.
Hey, so I got something.
Or I think they have that thing with the doctor where you basically put their phone number in it and they do it for you.
Oh, they do it for you. Oh, that's good service.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. I mean, so that's what a lot of countries do with contact tracing. America kind of just said, fuck contact tracing. But a lot of, I think Canada, for the most part, if you test positive, they'll call the people that you've seen, which is pretty nice.
Remember that time you made a big deal about that? And then I showed you how on your phone you hadn't turned it on, but it was a feature that was readily available to everybody.
Yeah. Also, I will say, I was so nervous to call my mom and tell her that like, I was so nervous.
You came down in the middle of the night. I'm like, okay. You feel okay? You're like, yeah. I was like, okay. You're gonna be fine. You're like, okay. I was like, I'm in the middle of trading, being a degenerate, doing some DeFi trades right now. So I'm gonna need you to I need an hour or two. And you're like, you talked to your mom yet? Or no, I didn't ask actually. And I called your mother at about 5
I don't know
in the morning.
Why the fuck you did that?
What do you mean? Why I'm not afraid to call your mother with news about this. Why would I be afraid?
I don't know.
I'm not afraid of the phone like
I'm
you are.
I'm sweating just thinking about it.
Why would she be mad at me? Hi, I wanted to let you know your daughter has COVID. She's okay. She's going to be okay. Everything's fine. Why would I be scared about that?
Well, you know what it is? No, aside from that, is that I think because when people were getting COVID at the very beginning, and again, this is not in all cases, but in a lot of cases, it was people being reckless as fuck and not giving a shit about others. Okay. And so like there's this predisposition now that people feel guilty when they get it. And like no one wants to feel like that, especially like when you have done like your moral duty to like go get vaccinated and stuff and like, you know, make, you know, or take calculated risks, I feel like is the way to say it. And so like, there's obviously a part of you that feels guilty. You're like, oh my God, I fucked up. Like I should have not eaten popcorn at that movie theater. I should have not shaken that person's hand.
I don't feel bad about any of my actions. I feel pretty good about it. And I stand by that.
I mean, I do too. And I think seeing that literally, no, I did not feel like that originally.
No, you did not.
I did not feel like you that originally. Not. But and not to say that like I want to suffer together with everyone, but seeing how many people, like I probably knew, maybe like 40 people who had COVID over Christmas.
I think that's a very fair number.
And there were so many other families, like of friends of my mom whose Christmases had also been affected by Omaria.
The amount of people's Christmases that were just ruined once again.
Once again, yeah. One more time.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm going back to Canada coming up this week and Jeremy is back to work. So he is not coming.
I'm a little social butterfly right now.
Yeah, I know.
It's like memorizing the trip between here and downtown.
Oh God. Yeah. That's right. But so we got to go.
We did go. I've gone a couple times now.
Yeah. And give us a review.
Cool as fuck.
And
it's cool as fuck. So the whole naming rights going to a company that you know, are a part of and, you know, being so close to the deal and all these things. Cool by and large. But the things you don't realize is like the amount of like, oh, now that you've done that big old deal, now you kind of also have to make your way downtown 2 or 3 times a week to bring people to the space and like, you know, half flex and also half like meet and network and do all those cool things.
You gotta go schmooze.
You gotta go schmooze. But also the people that you're able to like leverage and bring into these rooms are fascinating. Just fucking cool. It's one of those things again, when I sit in my little chair and I think in my own little head, I go, I'm not sure exactly who messed up and let me in the room. And then kept letting me in the room. But I'm glad that they just, you know, turned a blind eye and like let my ass in here. Cause I certainly don't belong in this room, but I'm gonna keep pretending like I do anyway.
I need you to take that shitty attitude and put it right back up your ass. And we're not gonna tolerate some Jeremy slander around here.
Thank you. I really do believe in fake it till you make it.
I mean, I fully agree.
Yeah. I think there's definitely some wrong ways to go about it.
Uh-huh.
I think actually there's ways to fake it till you make it without just like blatantly lying to people.
Yeah, I don't think faking it until you make it has to include lying.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah.
There's like a level of just like, wait, I think when I tell my like my come up story to people sometimes, mm-hmm. they think I'm kidding or joking or half the time. And I'm like, no, that's how it worked. They're like, wow, that's fascinating.
I think you just have a really ballsy fake it till you make it. And it's paid off.
It's working.
Yeah.
So far. Yeah. Knock on wood.
So far.
Don't have a yacht yet.
What?
Don't have a yacht yet.
A what?
A yacht.
A yacht.
Right. Or a Tesla. Don't have a Tesla either.
I thought you said a gat. And I was like, not entirely. I didn't really see that coming from your career.
To be fair,
career
I don't, path. Also don't have a gat.
Yeah.
But the yacht, I'm hoping actually comes before that.
Before the gat.
Yeah. The Tesla actually would be nice if that came.
Oh my God, that was a lot of the questions. So I asked you guys on Instagram because we're going to try and do another podcast episode, I think, before I leave for Canada. And so we're just like, it's been a while. What do you guys want to talk about? And there was a lot of questions about the Tesla and where we're at with that.
The new date to be disappointed is January 7th.
Oh God, that's tough. It's coming up.
Mazda, GMC, mm-hmm. Ford,
a Buick,
Toyota. Did Buicks, they still make Buicks?
I don't know.
Saturn, Pontiac.
They definitely don't make Saturns anymore. And
point is, if I really needed a car, I need to go get one at this point. It's ridiculous.
Right.
It's fucking ridiculous. Elon, why are you doing this to me?
It's not good, Boo.
Just one or two less tweets about Doge and one or two more cars out the lot.
Did you see they did a big recall on the Model S's?
Yeah, but there was like the older ones.
It's not the one, but I was like, this is not good.
I'm sure because they haven't had enough of them out into the world yet to recall the new one.
Right.
I'm sure it'll get some issues.
But you're willing to be the test
bunny. Crash test dummy. Just give me a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just give him a car.
Every time I see one on the street, I'm like, it's so cool.
It's so nice.
So sexy.
The good news is though, is that the gym that we have been planning to get a membership at is still not open.
Right.
So.
And I looked the other day, no information.
Yeah, there's really not.
Yeah.
There's really not. It's supposed to be open in summer. And
I have been spending more time getting my mind in a better place.
I just read this book called Atomic Habits. Really great read. Highly recommend. I read like the first chapter forever ago, like 6 months ago.
Oh, that book's been sitting out for a long time.
It's been
time.
Sitting out forever. And then I read the entire thing in one night.
Right.
Great read. Highly recommends.
I asked you for some takeaways. You didn't really unpack much for me.
Because you weren't really listening. I feel like you asked just to like verify that I read the book, but you weren't actually like listening for the sake of conversation.
Did you want to, okay. What did you take away?
So anyways, Hang on. Let me pull up my notes because what you just said like punched me right in the
uterus.
No, not in the uterus. Punched me right
in the
knowledge uterus.
Yeah.
Where I was like, damn, I just got called out hard. Because like when you're mentally preparing for something, it's some bullshit. Hang on, let me find it. Ooh, okay, here we go. Habit building is about taking action, not being in motion. So people think that like when they spend a whole bunch of time doing research, and not to say that this isn't also helpful, because obviously sometimes for the action you need to do planning. Obviously that makes sense. But if I spend 6 months every day reading about workout plans, like I feel like I'm in motion. But you're not actually doing it. You're not in action. You're in motion, which is like the step before action, but you're not doing anything. So 6 months in motion does not equal any action. And you haven't actually taken a single step.
Are you talking about me?
I mean both. It was just like an applicable.
This somehow became an attack at the end here. Okay.
No. I mean, I'm the same way. Like with working out, I'm like, okay, like here's my routine. I'll set it. Like, here's what I want to do every day. Here's what I want my routine to be. And I spend so much time in motion in my head about it, but I'm not actually putting it into action. And so it's like, I haven't, like habit building is action, not motion. And it punched me in the knowledge uterus.
Uteri, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
And how is it going day 2, 3 after reading the book? How is your action actionable?
I actioned today.
You actioned?
I actioned today.
Care to share?
Oh, I just worked out.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Action today and made some good healthy eating decisions.
Really?
Yeah.
I did a pretty good job of timing certain things in my professional life mm-hmm. that I wanted to make sure either got done in a certain amount of time or I was no longer going to spend any more time on them after X amount.
Okay.
Which is really quite healthy.
That's so nice. Mm-hmm. We love a little scheduled.
Well, I don't think I ever really studied what makes a brain ADHD outside the fact that I knew that I had ADHD mm-hmm. and I'm just diving in. And I got to be honest, the content out there sucks.
So you're going to be the new ADHD spokesperson?
If I was ever going to become an influencer and create content on my own, that's what it would be about. Without
everyone who wants to know about NFTs is like, you're fucking kidding. All we've been asking is for NFTs for dummies.
A million people talking about NFTs on the internet. There are nowhere near enough people talking about ADHD.
It's true. Oh my God. Just search one hashtag of NFTs on TikTok and your algorithm will be set. No, not you, not you. But if you want TikTok content there, or if you want NFT content, there is a surplus.
There's plenty. Not much good of it, but plenty of it.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Do you believe in New Year's resolutions? I forget.
Do I believe in them?
Yeah.
We like did a podcast on this.
I can't remember. What did we say?
It's fine.
Yeah.
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 I believe in goals.
Right.
But I have, if goals on a timeline, no good. You have to have an actual deadline here.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget what the stat is, but it's like staggering how much more likely a goal is to be accomplished when there's a date set to it. It's like 70% or something crazy.
Otherwise you're just like floundering off in the distance, waiting for...
Floundering?
Yeah, it's not cute.
Or just floundering.
No one likes a flounder.
No one likes a flounderer.
No. I like people to get shit done.
Yeah, me too. No, actions, not motion.
There's just, generally speaking, there's just so many cool things that are in front of, I think, us this year that are like possibilities, which is also a big distraction sometimes because like, oh, I could do that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just trying to figure out which ones I want to like take by the balls this year.
That's good. I know. Priorities are important.
Yeah. Well, also priorities, and then also delegating and also taking things off and saying, I'm not going to do this.
I think these are all really great things for you.
I think so too.
I think that they will ensure that you get more sleep than you did in 2021.
It would be difficult to get less.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes. Yeah. Jeremy's eyeballs have never looked better. When Jeremy doesn't sleep, his eyeballs look real rough. Like you can always tell exactly how many hours he slept in the past week based on the level of eyeball...
Yeah.
Instability.
Oh, there's a couple commenters out there who like to remind me how terrible I look sometimes. And I go, thank you,
you know what?
Samantha.
Samantha, continue doing that. Because I think sometimes you need a little bullying to make you sleep a little more.
That's probably not going to be the thing that makes me to sleep more. I'm going to be the thing that gets me to sleep more.
Okay. That path also works.
I'm in control and I need to make sure that I take care of me.
Wow. A fucking man, babe.
You want to talk about your ring? I got you a ring. For Christmas.
Also, I don't know if you can just throw that out there without people screaming.
I got you a ring for Christmas.
I literally had to make a disclaimer on Instagram story being like, hello.
And people still don't read because when I reposted it, everyone's talking about it. I'm like, y'all, it's right there.
I know. So Jeremy got me a gorgeous Cartier ring for Christmas and I loved it so very much.
It's not on right now, but that's okay.
No, so we had to go get it. We had to swap it for a different size. So but on Christmas morning, the only finger that it literally fit on because your non-dominant hand is about a half size smaller is the ring finger. And so I posted a photo of it because I was like, oh my God, it's so pretty. Like I want to take a picture of it for like friends and family, whatever to post. And I had to put the disclaimer on it to be like, hello, everyone stay calm. This is the only finger that it fit on. It is not in it. Cause I mean like it's engagement season.
Yeah, but it's not an engagement ring. It
doesn't look like an engagement ring whatsoever. No. It was just the placement of the finger that I think people jump to immediate conclusions, which I understand. It's the season.
There's 10 fingers. One of them means one thing.
Right.
The other nine don't.
The other
you
nine
put it
don't.
On the one that did.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. No, I get it. So I had to put the disclaimer because people were freaking out. And anyways, we're just waiting on the new size because that's not the finger that it's going on. It's going on the left-hand pointer finger. But we're waiting on a size exchange.
I'm waiting for my second one to show up.
Right. Yeah. Did you?
Not sure where it is. No, Cartier was supposed to, you know, drop it off on Christmas Eve. And then I looked on the 22nd or 23rd and noticed that it was not going to come until January something. I was like, no text, no call.
What were you going to do on Christmas Day for
Mr.
you?
Mr. Cartier, you're going to just ruin Christmas for me. And so then I went and bought another one in Beverly Hills last second. And now I own two of them, but one's not here and I don't know where it is.
Right.
So
that's super fun.
Yeah.
That's super, super fun.
Super cost effective too.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So Dirty 30.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Drugs.
Okay.
Kidding. I don't know. I really don't.
Okay.
I want to see my friends.
Uh-huh.
I want to do, I'm glad you got COVID. It makes me feel less bad.
Like, I literally feel so relieved. And also too, like out of all the variants, Omarion was the most ideal variant.
I mean, Omarion's one of the most ideal, really.
Scenarios.
Yeah, in general, yeah. I don't know. I would like to have a mixture of like fun social things, mm-hmm. but also something small and intimate as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the goal. So I'm trying to hoe out for a few different things. Got some plans in the works. And so
you're going to hoe out.
Yeah. So I think we've got,
to recap, when you asked me, I said drugs sarcastically, and now you're hoeing yourself out. Those who don't understand sarcasm are going to have a real,
real fun time,
a whirlwind with this one. Yeah. Which more than I usually assume.
Well, and so I'm hoping for like part one of the night, we'll do something like a little bit more intimate with like 12 to 14 people.
Wow.
And you know what I was thinking too, is that like,
I was thinking that was the big party.
No. Well, here's what I was going to say is that when you get older, people come in pairs now. So even if you're only close with one person, it's like weddings. It's like,
no one showed up alone.
If you only have six close friends,
right,
that's 12 people.
Do you mind if I bring Macy? The fuck is Macy? My wife of 3 years and mother of my four children. You can bring Macy.
Macy can come.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so people have to come in pairs. So saying 12 to 14 people is only actually like
six to seven
people, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, so dinner, I'm hoping will be like a little more intimate. And then I'm trying to figure out how to stay in the same place, but make it so that like anyone can kind of just like come through and like grab a drink or whatever and say hi without having it to be like a thing.
Ooh, it's going to be expensive.
Told you, hoeing out. Hoeing out for Dirty 30. You only turn 30 once.
It's true.
We're flying in Jeremy's best friend.
We are.
Yeah.
I don't know if necessarily we're flying him in, but yeah.
I mean, yeah, we're not paying for it, but we are going to pick him up from the airport, so that counts.
We are? I like him.
No, he's flying to the close airport. I said, we're not going to pick you up if you're flying to LAX.
Oh, you're going to say, listen, I like him.
You can get an Uber to our house if you fly into LAX, because that is not close to
our
home.
It ain't going to happen.
No chance. We like you, but not that much.
Yeah, no, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, love him, but I mean, LAX?
No.
I feel like we should do some interactive things. Also, during the break, I feel like I had time to go through some of my like messages and DMs and things
mm-hmm.
and respond to people. And I was like, mm-hmm. We have the most eclectic, intelligent, amazing, random fans in the world. People from all over the world who work in all these weird tech jobs who are like commenting back on my nerdy shit. And I'm like, 3 months late, but hey, that was really funny. So I had quite a good time.
Better late than never.
I know.
Late than never.
Well, and all of them were like, oh, I don't remember. Oh, I do remember saying that. I'm like, that's funny. And I'm like, sorry. I'll go. I have time. Nice to talk to you.
Okay. So yeah, I basically asked you guys on Instagram, like it's been forever. Like miss you guys. What's up? What's up now?
What's up?
So it was like an AMA type of situation. Got a few questions. We got one real good banger from Corndity.
Oh,
a question that I've actually never thought of.
The number one fan, near stalker.
Corndity.
Yeah.
The Diddy of the Corns. If you had to bury treasure somewhere, where would you choose? I would probably go with the metaverse.
What?
I'm kidding.
If I had to bury treasure?
Yeah.
I would probably do it somewhere, like the last place someone would expect it. So more or less in plain sight almost.
Okay.
I think people will go, let's think of all these crazy places they could hide it. Whereas like actually the best place would be something that no one would ever think of, but isn't that hard to get to? It's just like, wait, it's here? No way.
Huh. Would you build any kind of like, not like booby trap, but like thing on top of it?
How big are we talking?
Like a chest.
A chest?
Like a treasure chest.
Okay, that's different.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a huge treasure chest, but let's call it a 2x4.
Hmm.
That's kind of big.
How valuable are we talking?
Like treasure.
Treasure. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I would probably go to, fuck, this is hard.
I think that I would buy a shitty little shed or something and then build underground and make like a little trapdoor in the ground, in the shed to go into a thing with lots of different like booby traps and locks and passcodes and face eyeball fingerprint things.
Yeah. I'd probably call one of my friends that has too much property or
yeah,
whatever.
In like Arkansas.
And say, hey,
yeah,
there's a treasure chest in here. If, uh-huh, when I come back, it's still here. And we can, you know, open it up together.
Uh-huh.
We split it.
Uh-huh.
If not, I know enough dirt on you. Don't fuck me.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's
and fair. Fortunately for all my friends, hey, either we can split this $10 million or I'll talk about the time you did something stupid. They all go, okay, great. Give me the chest.
Treasure buried.
Well, or just like in someone's mom's basement.
Right.
Oh yeah. My God, I put it in my mom's basement.
You'd put it in your mom's basement. Yes. I was just thinking that as soon as you said that, I was like, that is the only place that treasure could actually go.
Wow. And no one would ever take the time to go through all that shit.
No.
I've got drum sets, more percussion
equipment. Marimbas,
a vibraphone. Yeah, it's not good.
Another banger from Corn Diddy. Would you rather have a dog snoot and regular hands or dog paws and a regular mouth?
Trick question, both.
Okay.
I mean, I'd rather just have it all if we're going to, you know.
If you're going to commit.
Yeah.
To being bubbies.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, these questions are all over the place. Like, we've got some sexual ones. We've got some real random ones.
Yeah. Oh, hit me some sexual ones.
You want a sexual one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm feeling in the mood.
Fold or scrunch the toilet paper?
I've noticed, actually, I'm a hybrid.
I'm a hybrid as well.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a hybrid as well.
And what do you use toilet paper for?
Actually, you know what? What do you use toilet paper for?
Poop. What do you use toilet paper for?
Poop.
No.
Poop.
No.
I just want to make a national statement that girls do in fact poop.
Okay, well, I didn't know this was a conspiracy podcast.
We poop.
No.
We poop.
False narratives. Poop.
You know what? Actually, I'm a scruncher. I just remembered. You know what you have to be a scruncher is when you have fake nails and long nails, you have to be a scruncher.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like a bam, bam, bam scrunch. Like a flip, up, flip.
Wait, oh my God. When did we realize that I wipe with the other hands?
Wait, what?
Remember how we discovered, so like I'm right-handed.
Right-handed, but you wipe left.
And I wipe my both left hands.
I wouldn't even know to begin with that.
You know what? I also had a completely unrelated questions from all different people is that they were saying, one of the girls was like, my boyfriend, I just found out, wipes their butt standing up. She's like, I just need to confirm that that's fucking weird.
And we decided that I kind of like squat in the middle.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah. I'm like a middle kind of guy.
I just don't understand.
Yeah. You know, it's who I am.
Do the cheeks hit the seat in between? Like, is it like an up, down, mini squat type of thing? Or you just kind of hover?
At any point in time, I don't have the thigh capacity to keep my ass up between wipes.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, my legs would be shaking. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
Huh. So there's no up and down. It's not like a mini squat.
No.
Okay.
No.
Huh. Mm-mm. Wow. So you're halfway.
Yeah, I'm halfway.
That's so fucking weird. I just can't picture it. It just doesn't seem like the most efficient method for the job.
You also got to remember there's some things in the way on my end.
Like what? Next question. Oh my God. Okay. Where's Jeremy's Tesla?
I like how I said that one. Something sexual and you went straight to poop.
Yeah, I mean, it's where my eyes went.
Okay, got it.
Ooh, this is a good one. Actually, you know what? I want to address this one real quick because I don't know how many times I'll have to answer this question for the rest of my life. But everyone wants to know when we're getting another dog.
I wanted to get Caesar yesterday.
Oh my God. There was a rescue Doberman.
So cute.
Which is like literally the best of both worlds of I want a rescue dog and Jeremy wants a Doberman. And like best of, we just, Bubby's is so easy. Bubby's is so low maintenance. And I am the only one in this household who has time for anything remotely related to dogs. And so to only have a single parent household.
Okay.
To only have a single parent household.
All right.
And having two dogs is not the move. You don't have time.
I don't have time for another dog.
You don't have time for another dog.
No.
And so.
It's not the right time.
It's not the right time. And so that is the answer. Moose is just so low maintenance. And we just don't have time for another puppo.
It's true. And you got to love whatever dog comes into your life and we don't have the time to give it the love it needs.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if anyone has seen me with Moose, but I smother.
You guys, like, it's like a cohabitation thing.
Moose and I, especially like being stuck at home for a solid
Velcro.
We probably didn't go more than half an hour without touching at all times.
It is astonishing. I mean, it's when Lauren leaves for 7 minutes, Moose looks at me like, the fuck am I supposed to do with you? And I'm like, I don't know. What are you supposed to do with me? Wanna hang out? And like
we have codependency issues.
You do,
especially after this month of like just being home a lot. Moose and I have codependency issues.
When I like to call Moose when he gets this look of when I can tell Moose is in a destructive mood, I call him Dennis, like right. Dennis the Menace.
Yeah,
and so when he like walks around the corner, he's kind of like looks a little bit like, and I'm like, menace-y. What's up, Dennis? And it's not Dennis when you're gone. He just looks generally lost in the world.
Yeah.
And it's as if there's a gap and a void and a big old piece of him. And he looks at me and goes, well, you're not going to fucking fill it.
You're not going to fill the void. That's so sad.
And like, fortunately, like he
gets over it.
He quickly gets over it and comes, sits on the most inconvenient part of whatever I'm sitting
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
And like we cuddle. And also when you're gone for like, you know, overnight and everything, he sleeps right in my nest and everything's fine.
Oh, totally. He's a very flexible dog. Yeah. I genuinely think like, although Moose and I are very codependent, like I think that he could basically go home with any stranger who was nice to him and he would live a very happy life.
When I tell you there's a void that can't be filled, it's just because you're coming back to fill it.
Yes.
If you left for more than a day or two and I kept feeding him.
Yes.
What's her name?
Yes.
No, I don't think I
yes.
Let me see a picture. Never met her.
Moose is the most loving, sweetest dog in the entire world.
Selfish
but he has
as hell.
No loyalty.
None.
No
Who's
loyalty.
Holding the bag of treats?
No loyalty.
That's the one I love.
That's the one. Exactly. No new puppos. I would love, one of my favorite dog breeds, obviously outside of like mini bull terriers, is the Staffy and the pit bull. And so I would love more than, I want more than anything to rescue a Staffy or a Pitty.
One day.
Okay, this is a good one. I had to think about this for a second. Would you rather have to relive 2016 for a month or go forward and live 2026 for a month?
2016?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. Oh my God. No.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was miserable. Oh. Oh. Fuck no. 2026, do your worst.
2026, do your worst.
Yeah. Listen, I'm so glad I learned and felt and experienced. Mm-hmm. I don't even really exactly remember what happened in 2016.
Right.
I just know, no.
I actually went back and forth because I was like, if I already dealt with all the bullshit of 2016, like I could go back hypothetically and just go deal with the bullshit again and it'd be even that much easier since I've already done it. Because I was like, well, what if I do 2026 and it changes the way that I do everything once I come back to 2022?
I would be as miserable as all my friends would be with me at the time. I'd be like, this is so stupid. I shouldn't be here. I already did this. They're like, shut up. Dude. What's wrong with you?
Right. But I think that like, I would rather just like trudge through whatever I did before in the past. Cause I wouldn't want this to fuck up my future. You know what I mean?
Like, it would stress me the fuck out.
It would stress me out. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, if I already survived the bullshit that was 2016, like I can do it again and it'd be easier. Maybe I could even make some more better decisions. More better decisions.
Yeah, grammar school. No, there's no part of me that wants to go back in time.
I mean, no, neither do I at all. 2016, she can stay the fuck back there.
Yeah.
But being a month, also that's a long time. That's not just like a glimpse into your future. That's like a month.
Yeah.
And also too, it's like, do you get dropped into that month without any context of what your life is like?
Right. Do you know when you're going back?
Do we have a child now? Like I have no idea. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how to be a parent. I've never been a parent. And they're like, oh, actually.
Oh, I feel ill. You're right. I would feel very ill-equipped to handle.
Woo. All of it. Even technology. We probably won't even know how to use our phones in 4 years from now.
Speak for yourself.
Did you see the new Tesla phone they're coming out with?
What?
Next year?
Where's my car, Elon?
Yeah,
no, no phones.
He's like, sorry, you gotta put a whole, maybe another couple months on the car because I gotta work on this phone.
Oh my God.
Is it coming out this year?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, the Cybertruck was coming out 3 years ago.
Yeah, I know so many people who put down payments on that thing and it's just nowhere to be found.
Not here.
I mean, you could get the kids one though. That one's pretty cute. The little kid cyber car.
I could.
Not street safe.
Are those available?
Yeah, those are available.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. I will.
I would love to see your 6'4" ass buddy just on a little kid's Tesla.
whatever. Yeah, I think I'd prefer go forward.
Okay. Okay.
Even though I think that would actually probably cause more damage than going back.
I totally agree. Okay, super random, but what's your favorite form of potato?
Smashed.
Really?
Smashed. Love smashed potatoes.
I like a smashed too.
Love smashed. Like TGI Fridays smashed potatoes.
Mm, I've never had.
Or Outback. Really, I actually prefer large food chain smashed potatoes.
Smashed potatoes is the little ones, but smushed, right?
They got the skin in them.
Yeah, yeah, they got skin.
Yeah, use a little bit of sour cream and chive action.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
It's like a full meal in potato.
Hmm.
You're allergic to half the things in that.
Intolerant. Don't get it twisted with allergic.
You should stop eating.
I should not eat.
You should stop partaking.
All those things.
As I'm tired of hearing about it afterwards.
After New Year's Eve, I ate too much cheese.
I'm like, you're still allergic to cheese.
Don't use the word allergic, because allergic is, I'm allergic to almonds, and that makes my face and my throat explode.
Let me just take those off the top. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's fine. Calculated risk.
Your EpiPen probably expired 9 years ago.
It's been a little bit.
We're toeing the line.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that I would personally either go for a shredded hash brown or a twice baked potato.
Shredded hash have to be crispy though, right?
Crispy all the way through. No soggies.
Yeah, I get it.
No soggies. Yeah. But also a twice baked potato, specifically for my Canadians from the keg, is elite.
I've had this exact thing.
Yes.
I'd still take smashed potatoes.
I took Jeremy to the keg in Niagara Falls, and we looked at the falls from there because it was kind of cold and kind of windy and kind of just like sleet smacking you in the face. And so we looked at the wonderful falls of the Niagara from the keg.
From a restaurant.
And it was wonderful.
Like good tourists.
Like good tourists do.
Whatever. I enjoyed the whole thing.
Oh my God. No, it was wonderful. Are you kidding me? Also, I literally eating a twice baked potato anywhere makes me happy.
Watching, remember when I had to explain to you that it was not one of the wonders of the world?
I literally, when I delivered that last sentence, I almost slotted that in there, and I just remembered that it is not one of the wonders of the world.
I think it's one of the nice travel attractions of Canada.
Oh, the amount of people that I've probably spread. So wait, are the wonders?
You just spread absolute lies.
Oh my God, lies. Yeah. I just spew misinformation. Okay, wait, can you name the seven wonders of the world?
No.
Wait, what the fuck? Why are there so many here? What are the, okay, here we go. Okay.
Are we getting giving out participation trophies now?
Yeah, yeah. Great Wall of, that's what that last list. Wall of China.
No. There's the natural wonders of the world and the seven wonders of the world. I want seven natural wonders of the world.
Okay, so this is the new seven wonders of the world.
Right, we want natural wonders of the world. There's two lists.
Okay, there's two
guaranteed.
Lists. Okay,
guaranteed.
Okay. Seven natural wonders of the world.
Mm-hmm. And then we could do the man-made ones if you'd like.
Okay, so the seven. I see now. Yes.
Okay.
A guide to the seven natural wonders of the world.
Stonehenge.
Yes. Okay. So the Northern Lights.
The Aurora Borealis.
The Aurora Borealis. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. The Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Have you been to the Grand Canyon? No, right?
Not really. No.
I went.
And?
It was nice. It was fine.
If anyone ever describes me as, it was nice. Just fucking shoot me. I mean, just.
It was nice. I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things, like, because like, unless you have like a scheduled tour or a hike, it's one of those things where you kind of just like look at it, take a few pics, and you're like, all right.
Pretty big.
Huh? Pretty red. Okay. I have no idea if this one is. Oh, this is a volcano. Even avid travelers may not know about Paranguinho, mainly because this natural wonder resides in... Mainly because this natural wonder resides in Michoacán, Mexico.
I mean, I'm afraid that... Okay, let me see.
What does that say? Paracutin? Paracutin?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's a volcano in Mexico.
Okay, yeah.
Victoria Falls.
Cool.
So borders of Zambia.
That's
Zambia?
South Africa, South America?
Located in Africa along the borders of Zambia and Zimbabwe.
I was close the first time. Fuck.
Mount Everest. Makes sense.
Yeah, it's big.
Border of Nepal and Tibet, China. The Great Barrier Reef. And she's recovering.
She is?
Yeah, she
is. I thought she was gone.
There's been... Oh, no, no, no.
Like, is Amarion and her like getting together?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And the harbor of Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro?
Oh, did I say that wrong? Rio de Janeiro? What is it?
Is it Rio de Janeiro?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Rio.
The harbor of Rio.
Yeah, South America.
Huh. Yeah, I'm really pissed that Niagara Falls is not on here. Okay, let's do the other ones. Wow, I'm so glad that our first podcast back of 2022 has been so educational.
Yeah, you guys are welcome for this one.
Yeah.
Pop quiz next week.
Seven, what was it? Modern Wonders of the World?
It's the seven natural wonders of the world and then seven like wonders of the world.
What are the seven man-made wonders of the
Stonehenge
world?
Stonehenge is for sure up there.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Pyramids?
Great Wall of China. Makes sense. Also, I still, every time I see the Great Wall of China pop up on our like TV screensaver thingy.
You think if there's bathrooms?
No, I think about how there's not bathrooms after so many of our viewers said that they peed off the side of the Great Wall of China.
They should add some plumbing.
They need to add some. If they're going to have it be like one of the seven wonders of the world, you have to have bathrooms.
Nothing's that wonderful without moving water.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
The Great Pyramid of Giza.
Yeah. Okay.
The Taj Mahal.
Okay. I hear it's a little, like, they've let the place go a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. But I want to go.
Christ the Redeemer in Rio.
Yep. That's the big Jesus that looks
That's right. Yeah, yeah. The Colosseum in Rome. The Easter Island.
Have you been to the Colosseum?
No, I've never been to Rome.
Oh. Yeah. We should go to Italy.
Yeah, I would love that.
Let's do that.
I want nothing more than to live my Lizzie McGuire dream.
Colosseum is just like what I imagine how we'll be viewed when we say that we watched UFC 2,000 years from now.
Right.
Yeah.
The Easter Island statues. Oh, I didn't know those were in Peru. I don't know where I thought they were.
That doesn't ring a bell to me at all.
And then I'm about to pronounce this wrong. It's in Myanmar, the Bagan Temple and Pagodas.
Okay.
That's it.
Nope. No Stonehenge?
No Stonehenge.
How the fuck did they get those rocks up
people,
there?
How many people have you been telling Stonehenge to?
Well, I haven't really had this conversation often, but if I did have to guess, gun to my head, I'm saying that Stonehenge
is one of them.
How did they get it up there?
I don't know. Aliens. I thought it was aliens. Was it not an alien thing?
Well, we would all have to kind of come around and like assume that was... No, I'm not buying aliens.
Well, then who did it?
I don't know.
I think aliens are best
one. You think aliens?
Yeah.
You know, there's like some hearsay that they just hired a bunch of... church leaders in America to kind of speak to the government on how the people would more or less respond to if there were alien life. And they were like,
oh my God, that's right.
There's millions out there.
Wait, I feel like you should give more context to this. Because
I really wish that I was more educated on the topic, but I believe that there was 24 religious leaders
okay.
who were hired basically. Cause when you hire someone from the government, they have to kind of tell everybody they're about to hire you. Cause it's a budget thing.
Okay.
And so I guess they hired 24 or a couple dozen, I should say, religious leaders to basically ask, hey, if we were to tell you and your congregation, E.T. is up there, how do you think they'd respond? And then, assuming that it wouldn't be well, how would you
How would you market that?
Yeah, yeah. Weird, I haven't got that call yet.
Babe, they are making the biggest mistake of their careers by not calling you in for
they
this.
They are. I would be able to really...
Are there religions that are very, like, anti-alien?
Well, I think there are some religions that, like, the general, like... foundation doesn't include aliens.
I see.
So it's almost like, well, who's fucking lying here?
Right. I see.
Right.
I mean, I just think that there are going to be some, this feels like one of those things we're not going to agree on.
Us?
But no, not us.
Oh,
different
humans?
Religions. Yeah. Different humans. I mean, if there's
one topic that we all agree on right now,
literally nothing.
Timothy Chalamet. We all love him.
Oh my God, guys. We saw Timothy Chalamet. I learned that I've been pronouncing his last name wrong my entire life until now.
Chalamet.
Well, it's is it Chalamet or Chalamet? I get the M and the L mixed up. Yeah. We saw him in Cartier and he looked rich.
Yeah, I think he's quite wealthy.
Yeah.
There's levels to this.
Very rich.
Do you think you're doing well? We're not.
Yeah, we're not.
He is. Anyway, we all agree on him.
We all agree on him.
We all agree on Betty White.
I was going to say, like, even when people don't agree on dinosaurs, but yeah, we have like full skeletons of dinosaurs. It's like, it's impossible. But then it's like,
how did they go extinct? And like, where did they go? It's just like I mean, you know, people be nice to each other. Damn it.
I always say that if everyone was just like a little bit more like Moose.
If everyone was a little bit more like the Tillys, because we have the nicest audience and fans in the world.
We do, except for sometimes I feel like they can rally like me where I want to clap back against people who aren't in our community. You know what I mean? Like when someone comes for you, I'm like, oh, bitch, fucking roll the sleeves up. Let's go.
Yeah, people they don't think. They just Twitter fingers it out.
No. I know. But I mean, I feel like there's some Tillys like who are on the same page as me where we're willing to get a little scrappy.
Right.
To defend our people.
I get it. Other Tills.
Other Tills.
Other Tillards. Other Tillards.
Yeah, other Tillards.
No, that's gone. We have to leave her in 2021.
We're not leaving her. She's here. She's already here. She's already here.
Anyway.
She's already here.
I am, let's do more questions to interactive tings.
Okay.
No, at the next pod.
Oh, wait, one more.
Okay,
one more.
Finale.
Finale.
Make it
finale,
a good
finale. Is it okay to spend all of your money on plushies at Miniso? Yes, it is. Okay, bye. See you next week. Love you guys. Happy 2022. Welcome back to the podcast. We're back for another year.
Bye, Lapia. Bye, y'all.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.